This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at a new screening tool for migraine headaches, and finally a story about a new scoliosis classification system. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 478, recorded September 26th, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Researchers have developed a new tool that can accurately identify patients with chronic migraine. The screening questionnaire called the ID-CM can potentially be used by physicians or by patients themselves. The tool may be helpful for people living with chronic migraine who do not realize there is a term for what they are living with. The questionnaire might help connect patients with specialist healthcare professionals who can treat them well, and it may help connect them with the right treatment. Among other things, the final 12-item screening tool asks respondents how often their pain is moderate or severe, how often they are unusually sensitive to light and sound, how often they feel nauseated or sick to their stomach, and how often they worry about missing work, school, or other social events because of headaches. Despite its substantial economic and quality of life burden, chronic migraine remains underdiagnosed and undertreated. Surf to our show notes for the full article. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. A classification system was developed by a group of experienced surgeons to identify early onset scoliosis. The system will serve as a guide for new research and clinical communication when treating the disorder. 15 surgeons participated in a nominal group technique with the goal of developing a consensus-based classification system for early-onset scoliosis. During the course of 3 group meetings and 2 rounds of surveying, the surgeons generated a list of factors important for managing early-onset scoliosis using information gathered from a standard literature review, semi-structured interviews, and open forum discussion. 3 core variables, major curve angle, etiology, and kyphosis, were identified using the nominal group technique. 30 patients with early onset scoliosis were then analyzed using the system for reliability testing. According to the researchers, the mean kappa value for etiology was substantial at 0.64, whereas the mean kappa values for major curve angle and kyphosis were in nearly perfect agreement at 0.95 and 0.93 respectively. The surgeon's final classification system consisted of continuous age prefix, etiology, major curve angle, kyphosis variables, and an optional progression modifier. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Steve Jobs. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.